thank God for delivering us from that
carnal life of constant materialism and the failures of the flesh. We own nothing, and nothing owns us but the Lord. Praise God! What glorious liberty from the bondage of things! For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Luke 12:15. Living, the real thing, doesn't consist on things at all, because things cannot satisfy. They may temporarily satisfy the body, but they can never satisfy the soul or the spirit of man, which cries out to God, its Father, for the joy and happiness and the eternal fulfillment that only God can give and for which he created it to enjoy. This world and its glory is dead as a doornail. There's nothing to it. Ask God to show you how much more he has for you, beyond what you have ever seen or felt or heard or known. It's there, but he's waiting for you. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth shall grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brush aside the dead leaves of past winters. Look for the tender green shoots of real life and love. Spring, the real thing, the living thing. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Psalm 107:9.